I believe that even though we don't always get what we want, we do get what we need.
I believe in mentors.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Who among us hasn't wanted, indeed needed, to hear words of encouragement when we've stumbled as we stroll along life's complicated path? No one, I dare say, manages to escape moments of disappointment and some form of failure. In those tough times, don't all of us want to be lifted by words that are truly inspirational? The renowned 19th century essayist Ralph Waldo Emerson said it well. Our chief want is someone who will inspire us to be what we know we could be. And those are the very sentiments of this week's essayist, Caleb Woodhouse.
The 1940s hit song, Home on the Range, tells of a place where seldom is heard a discouraging word and the skies are not cloudy all day. What an uplifting thought. But in reality, discouraging words, wisecracks, sarcasms, put-downs were and still are everywhere, heard on radio and TV, caught on the internet, humbly absorbed from authority figures. Thus indoctrinated, we have all learned to dish it back out. But can we unlearn this adversarial attitude and so follow the examples of untaught children? Children spontaneously give and receive encouragement. Can grown-ups do the same? I believe so. Some examples. Midway in my college senior year, I was unlucky in love, and it showed. Waiting to enter the lecture hall, our history professor came over to me. "Mr. Woodhouse, I don't see that old spark in your eye. Are you all right?" Totally astonished at this kind concern, I returned to coursework with renewed energy, earned an honors grade, and even found another love. Many today will nod at stories of unemployment. I had been let go from a teaching job, and in the weak 1980s economy was forlornly seeking another. My friend Nick would always say, "Caleb, hope is just around the corner." Nick had no idea where that corner was, and neither did I. But I did find that corner and landed a wonderful position because, in part, of Nick's willingness to cheer me up. "Getting divorced," an acquaintance said, "is no picnic." I know. You despair about the fairness of the legal system and the goodness of human nature. However, when prospects were dimmest, my attorney would end every dreary telephone call with the buoyant words, "Hang in there, Caleb." I hung in, thanks to him, emerged, and married again. I believe in the encouraging word. It lifts the spirits in time of need. It can also, for no reason, just gladden the heart. On Brown's freshman swimming team, in any one-sided meet's meaningless final relay, Coach Joe would substitute me in, making me a happy, if unuseful, camper. In a post-workout shower late one afternoon, Joe looked in and delivered a very short speech. Woody Woodhouse, the great, and disappeared. I hadn't needed that, but because Joe said this from the genial goodness of his heart 63 years ago, I'm still smiling.
Caleb Woodhouse is a 1954 graduate of Brown University and a retired history teacher. He lives in Little Compton, where he and his wife Alessandra frequently exchange encouraging words. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.